My most memorable English language learning experience would be the workshop before I went to the service trip. And that workshop is for the preparation for our practical skills, like how to talk to the children in English and how to teach them in English, like simple words, or how to conduct some simple English games in order to involve them more. I think this kind of workshop is effective and it's kind of interesting and led me to know more how to teach the little children to enjoy learning English. So this is my most memorable English language learning experience.
That's great. And so I guess you must have learned a lot, like, in how to interact with kids. Like, what is the most useful skill that you have learned there?
I think the most practical skills would be to how to ask questions and listen to answer your questions. Like, if you ask a question directly, some little kid may be shy and they are not willing to answer your question, so you have to ask some leading questions in order to let them answer your question and to be involved more.
I see, that's great. So I think that is the skill applicable to also speaking to people or native speakers? Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it's also applicable to some group discussion that we always encounter with, and it's pretty useful.
That's great. So let's talk about your reading experience. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
For me, like, reading articles is pretty boring, so I was rather interested in reading some novels, some leisure novels, because I like an author. She's called Sosinni and she's an Iceland writer. So I like her books and it's pretty inspiring. So I usually spend once a week, like half an hour or 1 hour to read her books. So.
That's great. Do you mind telling me about one of her favorite books that you've read?
One of her book is pretty popular. It's called P.S. I Love You.
Oh.
Yeah, and the plot is quite unusual, and I like how he writes the plot, and I think her work is pretty touching, so I like this book.
Thank you. I also want to know, like, other than reading this author, in future, would you consider reading other genres, like science fiction or fantasy or, like, detective stories? Would you be interested?
Yeah, I'm interested in reading more kind of different books, but now I'm pretty busy with so many examinations, so, but in the future, if I have more free time, so I consider reading.